My name's Amy Flinders and I'm a writer, and I've written a few short stories and I'm writing my first novel. I'm writing a novel at the moment. I have pretty much finished it and kind of in the process of sending it to agencies and publishers and things like that. It is a novel about a boy who he goes to a church and the church believe that the next day is going to be the end of the world. But it's sort of a comedy rather than a serious apocalyptic type thing. I don't think there was one specific time or person that inspired me to start writing. I think I always was interested in writing, and particularly when I left university, I started doing lots of different things. I was writing film reviews and articles for websites and things like that. And then I decided I wanted to give writing fiction a go. So I wrote a few short stories to see if it was something that I wanted to carry on doing, and I enjoyed doing that. So then I had a go at a novel. There's definitely things in my life that creep into my stories. Sometimes I think that happens without realizing, and you come up with a character or an idea for something that happens in the book, and then you realize afterwards that you've actually based that on something that you or someone that you know, or something that's happened. What are my three top tips for someone that wants to start writing? I would say something that I've been told a lot, and a tip that I've heard many times, is that if you want to write, then you've got to read a lot. So read a lot of books before you start writing, I think is always a good one. Another tip, I think, would be to write something, sounds a bit obvious, but write something that maybe you would like to read yourself. So write about things you know about and topics you're interested in. And then also, if you find it difficult or if you find it hard, then don't give up. Keep trying and you'll get there. One of my favourite books is, there's so many, but I think Rebecca stands out as one of my favourites. So I'd say that as I've been put on the spot.